The Environmental Protection Agency this week laid out how it plans to address PFAS. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, exposure to these toxic, man-made chemicals has been linked to cancer, problems with the immune system, and developmental issues in children.
PFAS have been found in everything from carpets to fast food wrappers to firefighting foams on military bases, like Grissom Air Reserve Base near Kokomo. EPA plans include limiting two kinds of PFAS in drinking water and designating some as hazardous substances. They also want companies to help research the toxicity of PFAS. EPA Administrator Michael Regan announced the roadmap in his former home state of North Carolina, where a chemical company called Chemours polluted drinking water wells.
And yet, they remained silent while the profits went up. All the time, there had been no one keeping Chemours accountable.
Some researchers and environmental groups say the roadmap is a good first step, but that the EPA should act faster and make broader PFAS rules. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.